The opinions expressed on this WebmasterRadio.fm program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WebmasterRadio.fm. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without the express written consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
Feeling better? Looking better? Making life better. It's Life Tips. We'll explore the latest innovations, introduce you to the latest products, and bring you the tips from experts and environmental pioneers to help you lead a better life. Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, wiser. Welcome your hosts, Byron White and Amanda Smith.
Welcome to the show, everyone. Happy to have you back. Amanda, how are you?
I'm good. I'm so happy you're back. It's never as fun when you're out of office, Byron.
Well, you know, when the cat's away, the mice do play, and that's always fun.
So how was everything last week?
You know, SES was great. The show was fantastic. You know, very, very exciting. I forgot to mention to you that Life Tips and Idea Launch sold for $400 billion.
You forgot to mention.
It's April Fool's. I'm just kidding.
April Fool's.
April Fool's.
Jeez,
that's a pretty lame April Fool's. But I think that really we ought to capitalize on April Fool's by stopping the fooling of our minds and our bodies and our homes, and that's what our show guest Beth Greer is going to talk with us today. She's the author of Supernatural Home, and is a supernatural mom.
Not
so
to
we're
going to
be talking supernatural. Great guests you've round up for us, Mandy. Great job.
Thank you. Not to be confused with Supernatural. She's not a ghost. She's just supernatural.
So before we invite her to join us on the show here, a couple of fun things for any of the fans out there we might have with regards to updates. So I am now sitting in my new office that was built. It's looking out the fabulous new bridge in Boston. I've got a bird's eye view of the fabulous bridge. We built some new offices in our 5,000 square foot office here in the Boston, right in downtown Boston. We look out to the Fleet Center as well. But most importantly, we also built this video studio. What do you think of that video studio? Isn't that kind of funky?
The video studio is awesome. And Carolyn and I have some big ideas for what we want to do with this. I'm talking worldwide broadcast. Big ideas, Byron.
Well, we really look pretty impressive, I might add. We've got the camera on a tripod. We've got we bought a green screen. Not crazy money. It was under $1,000, but it's a green screen and these big, huge lights that make us look like we have a television studio, for crying out loud. And it's all in a self-contained fish tank kind of a room with plastic walls and double thick plastic glass. See-through walls and windows with fish dangling in the windows, and it's a pretty impressive setup. Matter of fact, John Cass, another new addition here at Idea Launch and Life Tips, recently joined our company. He actually did the first video interview in there today with one of his colleagues that he worked with at Forrester Research. So I got to tell you, we're stepping it up over here, don't you think?
Things are not only incredibly impressive around here, but they're a little intimidating. I walked in and all of a sudden you have a new office overnight and we have a television studio. I don't know what's happening around here. I got to keep up, Byron.
You go away for a couple of days and just anything can happen around here. So it's all good. But we're very excited to talk with Beth Greer. So let's take a little break, everyone, and we're back with Beth Greer, the author of Supernatural Home.
Go behind the scenes of Life Tips with their Facebook fan page. Search for Life Tips Podcast on Facebook now.
Life Tips will be right back after this short break.
Here's your bill. Thank you so much, guys.
Hey, it's all right. I'll take care of the tab, Jason.
Well, thanks, Dave. How are you doing so well these days? It seems everyone's in a pinch for cash.
RevenueWire.com, that's how.
RevenueWire?
Yeah, RevenueWire.com is an all-in-one platform offering affiliates high-demand software from top-notch PC utility merchants. With 75% commissions, twice monthly payouts, incredibly accurate analytics tools, RevenueWire is making me more money today than I did in the last few years put together.
Even in this economy?
Especially in this economy. RevenueWire has a ton of great products to meet the demand. I'm telling you, this network is recession-proof.
RevenueWire, the recession-proof network platform. For more information, visit RevenueWire.com today. That's RevenueWire.com.
Your company's website sucks.
You know it. Everybody knows it.
So get a to-do list to fix it.
OnTarget, a subscription service from Future Now and Brian Eisenberg, monitors your website 24/7.
Analyzing the actions of every potential customer.
It gives you a to-do list. It tells you exactly what to fix and how to fix it.
So that more of your visitors do
what you need them to do.
OnTarget pricing starts at $1,000 a month.
See more at futurenowinc.com/OnTarget.
Friend Finder.
Friend Finder.
The world's largest online dating network.
Featuring over 100 million profiles.
At hot sites such as Passion.com and FastCupid.com. Represents enormous profit-making opportunities for webmasters just like you. With Friend Finder's ability to geo-target and provide billing solutions in most languages and currencies, you are sure to find our comprehensive network to be a good friend
to your wallet. Get more traffic-maximizing details now
at Friend Finder.
Career considerations with Penelope Trunk. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Culture and Business Channel. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
And now back to Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, and wiser. Here are your hosts.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. We're here with Beth Greer, the author of Supernatural Home. Beth, welcome.
Thank you, Byron. Nice to meet both you and Amanda.
It's a pleasure to be chatting with people like you that are trying to make the world and your home a better place.
Okay, thanks.
So tell us a little bit about the monumental research and effort that might have gone into this book. This is pretty intense.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I've been researching for years, and I've just been fascinated with how many chemicals we're exposed to on a daily basis and how our health might be affected. But I've come up with really great, simple things to do so we can take charge of our own health and clean out all of the toxins in our home that we're exposed to.
Beth, you have a really interesting backstory as to how you got into living this super healthy lifestyle. Tell us a little bit about your backstory.
The backstory is that about 7 years ago, just before my 50th birthday, I thought I was leading a healthy lifestyle, and then I discovered I had this pain in my shoulder, came out of nowhere, I wasn't injured, and I had an MRI and discovered I had a large mass in my chest. It was the size of a tennis ball, and luckily it was not cancerous. You know, I had it biopsied, but the surgery, I was told, was going to be risky because there are so many nerves in that area, and I was afraid that I might lose sensation in my hand. And so I decided to take a look at what was impacting my health. How could have this come out of nowhere, apparently nowhere? And so I started looking at what went in me, what went in my body, my food, water, what went on my body, what skincare products I was using, deodorant, shampoo, makeup, and what surrounded me. And, very quickly after first starting to just change my food intake, I just ate pure food and no food with any preservatives or pesticides, I noticed that within a short amount of time, just a week, that the pain started diminishing. And within 6 months, the pain was completely gone. And then when I had it scanned a year later, the tumor had disappeared. So it's remarkable.
Do you have any thoughts on why?
Yeah, I believe that the body is a self-healing organism if you get out of its way and don't gunk it up with stuff. And I think that we all gunk up our bodies with so much unnecessary things that are not We're not eating live food. We're not eating real food anymore. We're not. How many of us have a snack of some fruit and nuts? You know, we're eating processed foods, and we're microwaving our foods, and we're eating quickly. And I believe that's a big impact on our health.
You know, I have a question for you. First of all, I have lots of odd questions, so I just wanted to prepare you for that.
Okay.
I have a question for you about this challenge that someone like you has with all of this knowledge, and we have had opportunities to speak with so many wonderful people on the show that have this great insight. But there's a problem that I see. It's sort of like the clobbering over the head problem. I mean, you really have to hit people hard over the head for them to change their habits and their patterns and their behavior. What have you received any feedback from your book and from people that have read it and that have been inspired by it and that really understand it and get it now? For example, I love your home quiz. I mean, that really hit me over the head.
Great. I'm glad you asked me that, cousin, because I was speaking to a group of people here the other week, and somebody who I really highly respect, he's a futurist, he talks to thousands of people and influences other companies, you know, how to feed the world, basically. And he said to me, you know, when I came to hear your talk, I was really surprised. He said, I realized I only knew about 5 to 10% maybe of what you were saying, and he thought he was really knowledgeable. And so now, you know, he's asked me to come into his home and help him figure out, you know, how to clear out what's bad, what's good. And so, yeah, I've gotten a lot of good feedback. If you look on Amazon, you know, where my book is sold, it's sold other places as well, but on Amazon there's some wonderful reviews from people I've never met, and I was really, you know, touched. I mean, in addition, my book was endorsed by Ralph Nader, who doesn't really give very many endorsements, I'm told, and he really liked what he read in my book, and so I feel honored that he did that.
That's exciting. I wanted to share an idea with some of the folks on the web and yourself as well, and just see what your thoughts are on this. So when I first started Life Tips back in, 9 years ago, 1999 and 2000, It came from an idea that I actually had in high school that was inspired by my mother, that was somebody that was kind of a Martha Stewart type, if you were, that just knew a lot about a lot of different things, and cooking and cleaning and health and all kinds of interesting things. And the concept was LIFE, which stood for Living Improvements for Everyone. That's what the company LIFE was originally going to be modeled after. And the concept was to send sort of this door-to-door consultant knocking on doors saying, "Hi, I'm from LIFE. Would you like me to improve your life? If so, I want to walk through your home and show you how to store lettuce properly rather than just leaving it in the bag that you get from the grocery store. Take it out and wash the leaves, wrap it in cloth, and put it in an airtight container. It'll last, you know, et cetera, et cetera." Story after story of things that my mother had blessed me with when I was growing up and even when I was already grown up. So the concept was an interesting one. Do you think that something like that could actually exist, where individual consultation could actually happen even in an actual household, and you could build a profitable model around that? Or is the web perhaps something that could be interactive enough to have you fill out forms or questionnaires or data where you learn and then alter your behavior based upon some interaction on the website? What are your thoughts on all that?
Those are excellent questions, and how fortunate you are to have a mother like that. Wow. But it's interesting that you say that, because I am in the process of forming that very kind of business where I will be doing consulting, and I'm hoping to do consulting in hotels, and especially, you know, to help change where people are sleeping and eating, the food that they're eating there. And also on the web, yes, I'm developing a workbook to help people to make self-assessments in their homes. So, yeah, it's a really good idea.
Yeah, for example, we've seen a lot of excitement with, you know, the organic stamp of approval, right? And the excitement that has made its way into grocery stores with people being cognizant of, you know, fresh local fruit versus, you know, fruit brought in from out of state or out of country and being produced. But but maybe there's, in, particularly in the business world or the restaurant world or the hotel world, maybe there's not only an organic stamp, but there's a, you know, a natural, you know, certification where you're cognizant of the products that you're using, you're cognizant of the damage that those products can cause, and you alter and change your habits. Is there anything like that out there now, and do you think that something like that might be a possibility someday?
Well, you know, something is like out there right now, which is many restaurants are starting to go away from using trans fats and cooking oil, which are so. See, Tiburon, California, which is not far from where I live, it was the first city in America, and then New York City has joined on, and L.A., parts of L.A. County, and it's slowly spreading because trans fats are killer, killer fats. So I think, you know, as people wake up, and I always ask, when I go to a restaurant, I always ask, is your fish wild? You know, if they're serving salmon, I ask, you know, is it farm-raised or wild? Because eating farm-raised fish is not the best for your health. And, you know, I talk about some of those tips in my book as well.
Now, Beth, take us out of the kitchen, because we do talk about lots of you know, interesting organic foods and stuff on the radio show, but take me out of the kitchen and talk to me a little bit more about some of the other areas of the home that might be overlooked.
Well, the average consumer uses between 15 and 25 cosmetics and body care products every day, which is kind of astonishing if you think about, you know, how many things we're putting on our skin, from skin care lotion to sunscreen to deodorant, makeup, shampoo, and each one of these products, if they're not natural or organic, has not been tested really. There's no regulatory safety board for cosmetics and personal care products. So basically, there are all these chemicals, you know, and some of the chemicals have been tested individually, but nobody really knows what happens when there's like a synergistic effect. When you have 25 different products on your body, what's happening there when minute amounts repeatedly are going in us day by day? It's like a chemical cocktail, I believe, is can be created. And I'm concerned for young girls. I have an 11-year-old daughter who wants to start wearing makeup now, so I make sure, if I buy her with lip gloss, that it's one that has no parabens, for example. Because parabens have been shown to be a hormone disruptor.
So do you stand behind some of the more organic companies like Burt's Bees?
Absolutely, yeah. I use Burt's Bees lip gloss. So, yeah. Yeah, the simpler the better.
Like,
you know, if you look at the ingredient label and see FDC colors and words that you can't pronounce, you want to stay away from them. And, you know, for women it might be hard. They don't want to throw away all their cosmetics because it was an investment. But if you start slowly, start with one lipstick. You know, start with the lipstick that you use every day, that you're constantly is on your mouth. Get an organic one. It can help.
Okay, we're going to have some fun here. Are you ready?
Sure.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to provide a list to you of a series of words or phrases, and you're going to tell me on a scale of 1 to 10 how damaging they could be for my health. And
okay.
Then you're going to tell me maybe a one-sentence snapshot on why, what I should think about with regards to these things I'm going to mention to you. Ready?
Okay. Sure.
Pesticides.
Pesticides. Okay. So, pesticides.
1 to 10, give me the number first. The first number in your mind that comes to mind. Damage to my health on a scale of 1 to 10 being the most severe damage.
You know, okay, I just want to qualify this that, you know, I'm not a doctor. I've done research. I'm a journalist.
Mm-hmm.
So this is my opinion. But I think pesticides are up at the top of the list. And pesticides work by poisoning the nervous system of bugs. And so, you know, there's no proof that this is not affecting our nervous system as well. So I would rather, and it's so easy to just find foods without pesticides. And also, if you can't afford to find foods without pesticides, there are a list of 15 foods that are the lowest in toxic levels of pesticides, you know, starting with the onion, avocado, pineapple, mango, things like that. So if you know some of those, then it's easy to stay away from the ones that you want to avoid, which are apples and strawberries, grapes, for example, very highly sprayed foods.
Byron, can I play this game too?
Sure.
Okay. How about non-organic bed sheets?
Okay. You know, it's not high up on the list, and I really believe that food, water, and the stuff that comes in contact with us immediately is more important. So non-organic bed sheets is probably low on the list. So when you really want to get a supernatural home, then you go, you know, to that length. And the thing that to know about non-organic bed sheets is it's not just the non-organic cotton, but it's the no iron sheets. And that's the kind of the word you want to look for. If it says no iron, it means that the sheets were treated with formaldehyde. And formaldehyde is the chemical that's used in embalming fluid.
Gross.
So, you know, you want to make sure you wash those sheets several times before you put them on your bed.
Ew.
if I was, you know, a mom with a young baby, I would really make sure that I would get a really pure bedding for my kid.
Okay, my turn now. Plastic water bottles.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's up there. Plastic water bottles, you know, on so many levels, it's not just our health that's at risk, but there's 80% of the plastic water bottles go into landfill, and there's this huge, it's called a gyre, a plastic, you know, someone has said it's the size of the state of Texas, of these little bits of plastic that just don't get broken down, and birds and fish are now eating it. But getting back to the plastic water bottles, first of all, it's cheaper if you just filter your own tap water and fill up a metal or a glass bottle and drink it. Bottled water is expensive. Number two, they've done studies on bottled water, and they've found that many of the brands are just tap water anyway, which surprised me, because it says mountain spring water, and you think, oh, this is really from a great place, and it's not necessarily. The other thing to watch out for is on the bottom of the bottles, there is a recycling number, and those numbers will tell you things. And so the number 7 and number 3 and 6 are not good numbers to drink out of. So number 7 has something called BPA in it. And that is also a hormone disruptor. It affects our hormones.
How about
another thing to know is you don't want to microwave in plastic, or you know, if you leave your plastic water bottles in the car and it's hot, and then you drink from it, you could be leaching chemicals into your system.
How about things that are seemingly more innocent around your house, like dryer sheets or scented candles?
Okay, you know, scent. First of all, if a product has the word fragrance, that is a catchword from the manufacturer, and that means that it could have up to 100 different chemicals just in that fragrance, that word fragrance. So they contain something called phthalates, and it's known to interfere with our hormones. And those dryer sheets, you know, can cause allergic reactions in people, and so. If you or your kids have asthma, or you're wheezing, or you're, you know, have upper respiratory problems, just check to see, you know, are you using these fragrance dryer sheets? Are you burning candles, scented candles with synthetic fragrances? It can be the cause of it. And if you got just the simple thing of getting rid of those things, your health may improve dramatically.
Carpets, new carpets, oriental carpets.
From what my understanding is, the oriental carpets, you know, generally if they're wool are healthier, they're better for you. New carpets, unless, again, they're made of natural fibers, can be pretty toxic to your system, particularly, you know, if it's going into a baby's room. I mean, you know that smell, that new carpet smell, that is coming from, it's called VOCs, or volatile organic compounds. And those can make people dizzy, nauseous. So it's best to just, you know, open up your windows and doors and air it out.
Mandy?
I'm reading down this list of 10 easy ways to have a supernatural home over here, Byron, and, you know, some of this stuff is just not anything that I would have thought would have posed an immediate threat, such as things like air fresheners and dryer sheets. I mean, those are things I use all the time, every week. You know, I mean, I always use dryer sheets. I don't want to be covered in static, but how about some alternatives? Instead of focusing on how bad these things are, how about some alternative ideas on how to replace the dangers?
Okay, so, you know, dryer sheets, I mean, I buy these sachets, these lavender-filled sachets that I throw in the in my dryer. I get them at Trader Joe's. They're very inexpensive. They're great. You could probably make your own. I mean, I just haven't, I didn't have the time, but why not try something like that? So candles, buy beeswax candles. They smell lovely, and they're not, you know, they won't be affecting you. Do you have any kind of allergies or any health problems? Are you sensitive to the scents in your home, do you think?
You know, I think that I find a lot of sensitivity to some of the artificial scents around my home. You know, things that aren't you know, natural sachets of herbs, they don't bother me. But if you have a lot of perfume in the house, or, you know, even if I'm sitting at the office and I can smell a lot of perfume on people, certainly that bothers my allergies.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, I would try even some essential oils. You can put it in your rinse water. What other things would you like to know about in terms of, well, we talked about saving money. Well, you know, okay, household cleaners. A simple solution would be to fill up a bottle of, a spray bottle with hydrogen peroxide. And it's a fantastic cleaner. You can take it in the shower with you and spray down the walls. It has no smell. It gets rid of mold and mildew. And another, they've done studies on this. You know, this isn't just coming from my grandmother. I mean, this is like Good Housekeeping did studies on even using both one bottle of hydrogen peroxide and a second bottle using vinegar. And they said that if you alternate them and you spray, that it kills up to 99% of bacteria, 82% of mold, and 80% of viruses. So, and it's safe. It's completely non-toxic. So, you know, isn't that better and cheaper? I mean, a bottle of hydrogen peroxide costs, you know, probably less than a dollar.
That's funny. I was just going to say that it costs about less than a dollar for a big bottle of hydrogen peroxide versus $5 or $6 for a bottle of Pledge, right?
Right. There you go.
I have just a really naive question, but so why aren't more people using these as alternatives? I mean, are we so mesmerized and tuned into advertising and marketing that convinces us to buy Windex and, you know, every other product in the world? I mean,
absolutely, absolutely. You are absolutely right.
Who do you blame for the problem, and how do you fix the problem?
Yeah, you don't blame anybody, but I think to fix it is you shop. You know, you shop for the things that make sense to you, and then, or you tell your storekeeper, "Do you have this? Can you order this for me? Can we try that?" Shop at a natural food store. If people start making demands for these things, you know, Clorox now has just come out with a green cleaner, and it's great. You know, they see that there's a need, and they're filling it. So, I mean, people should not just believe. You know, my mother tells me all the time. You know, she's 91, and she's really healthy. The woman is on no medication. No, it's unbelievable, and I think that's why she's so healthy. But she eats organic food, and, you know, but she'll call me up and say, "Well, should I buy this cream? Because, you know, I saw in the magazine, and it says, you know, that it makes your skin really smooth or whatever." And then so I'll take her to the store, and I'll show her the label, and I said, "Well, look, do you want all this stuff going on your skin?" And she thinks about it, and she says, "No, you're right. Okay, so let's find something, an alternative." And there are alternatives out there. I list them in my book. There are tons of websites where you can buy natural products. So I just think it's important.
This has been great. We've really. If you were to find, you know, deep down inside yourself, what your source was for motivation to really live a better life. Could you sort of articulate that to me so I could be left with fabulous words of wisdom from you on how I can motivate myself to...
I think, you know, don't wait until you get sick. You know what I mean? Don't wait till you get a tumor to change your life. This is what most people do. They wait, and then all of a sudden they get sick or some horrible thing happens to them, and then they go, oh, my God, I better change. Then it's harder. You know, so do it now. I mean, it's so simple. It's not like why it's better safe than sorry, I believe. Why not? I mean, if you look at the statistics of what's going on, it's time to kind of wake up. I mean, I'll just give you here one thing. In 2005, the Center for Disease Control did a study, and they found that newborn babies had almost 300 toxic industrial chemicals in their blood. And these are babies that had not crawled around on the carpeting yet. They hadn't eaten any food yet. So, is that kind of a wake-up call?
It is indeed. I have one final request from you and your new entrepreneurial company that you're launching.
Okay.
If I could, and this, there are many webmasters listening to this as well, but if I could get, you know, a ping sent to me, either a tweet or an email or something that was very specific to me with where I am in my learning curve with regards to supporting a natural life, that asked me a question like, you know, did you use your spray bottle of hydrogen peroxide today to clean the doorknobs in your house? Right? You know, that would connect with me. That would be a reminder for me, and it would help me change my habits and change the way that I look at the world. There was an interesting study done by the University of Mont that, and many other studies, that suggests that, you know, to change habits, it takes 3 months and a lot of hard work. You know, and after the 3 months, it's easier, and you begin, you know, practicing what you've set out to do on a regular basis without having to think about it. But can you imagine rolling up, you know, some of your knowledge here and designing some bit of a website? Does that make sense to you to, evaluate what the needs of a particular person is by maybe a questionnaire, much like the questionnaires that you've created in your book, and then offering some reminder for them on a daily basis through some social media platform that they choose to make their life better? Is that something that makes sense to you?
It's brilliant. Yeah, I think I'm going to start tweeting about it now because I'm on Twitter. People could follow me at Supernatural Mom on Twitter. And if they want to go to my website at supernaturalhome.com, they can take that free quiz and just see how many things they're exposed to on a daily basis, see how many chemicals they're exposed to. And then, it's a great idea, though. I'm going to do that.
All right, now watch this. So if you used a social network platform and they're like, did you do this? So you're asking a question, and then people could reply to you on Twitter with yes or no, okay? Mm-hmm. And if it's no, then they get a tweet back saying, damn it, you're not following the right path. But if it's yes, it's some reward. That's always a surprise. Whenever they answer yes or no, it's always a surprise. But it's interactive. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yep, I do.
It's interactive.
Great.
So you're actually reaching out to your followers and saying, you know, pound, you know, you have to come up with the right schema, but that is how social media should be used, and that is how we can truly change the world with a social media platform. So maybe we stumble on something great. I can't wait to subscribe to your... I will start following you on tweets and look for you to execute this idea and make the world a better place.
Thank you. That's really great.
It's been really fun having you on the show, Beth. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks. I'd love to come back and talk to you some more.
We can't wait for you to come back with an update on how you've been able to maybe impact and an update on your new company as well. But this is great stuff. Thanks again, everyone, for listening. Thanks, Beth, for being on the show. Thanks, Mandy, for setting up. Thanks. We'll see you next week, everybody. Hope your life was a little bit smarter.
Better.
Faster.
And supernatural.
Right on. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We'll see you next week.